Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Beis Omud Beis. And we're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new Simen, Simen Tov Kuf Pei Ches, which deals with the optimal time to hear Zman Tkia Shofar. We begin Sif Aleph. The Mechabit says, Zman Tkia Shofar by Yom Velo B'Laila. You must hear the shofar during the daytime and not during the nighttime. U'mitzvasa, and the time is Mishas Hanetzach Hamo Ve'elach. And this means from the start of the sun's rise and further during the rest of the day until sunset. If you blew the shofar, however, from dawn, which is some period of time before the sunrise, many assume it's 72 minutes, some say it's 96 minutes, others say it depends on the longitude and latitude where you are. So let's just assume that dawn is an earlier period of time. Let's just say 72 minutes before the sun rises. Yotza, you're still also fulfilling the mitzvah because that is still halachically day. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Nalev tells us the Siv because the pasuk tells us Yom Truah Yolochem, and therefore it has to be blown during the day. If you didn't blow until the Ben Hashmashos, as I pointed out, Yiskai, you still should blow because maybe it's a Sufik, it's still day, maybe it's night, therefore blow, but believe bracha without making a bracha. Now, the issue for number one tells us Mistimas Lashona, from the fact that the Mechaber doesn't specify anything different for the first and second days, the same din applies. B'yom Hasheni, a din kain. Afapi shachiyov litkoa b'yom Hasheni, in olam d'rabbanan. Second day, it's only d'rabbanan. And he brings down the Shaar Tzion, Sifkot and Beis over here. V'cheinira midvarav l'kaman shekosel l'gabi mishayir liyadu shofar rak b'vein hashmashos yom Hasheni shechobi erev Shabbos shelo yitaka. There we don't blow because l'fishi yesh isa d'rabbanan litkoa b'Shabbos u'mashma shelulei shoyah safek isa. If it wasn't for the fact that we're not sure if it's Shabbos or not, hayatzarech litkoa b'vein hashmashos, we would blow there on the second day as well. This can never occur on the first day because lo adu rosh, Rosh Hashanah is never on Friday. So only the second day can be on a Friday. So Afapi Shachiv Lutkobi Omasheni, who rock with the running. So this implies that if it wasn't for Shabbos, then you would have to blow during the Ben Hashmashos period of time, even on the second day. Mishneh Berurah continues in Sifkot and Beis. He says, Dimin Hadin Mishola Murashachar Yamamahu L'chol Dvarim. The etzem din is that as soon as it's dawn, so then that is considered daytime. However, el lefish ena kol b'kimbo, since not everybody knows when dawn exactly is, v'zim and dos lakdumi, and you might do it before dawn, and that would be a problem. You're not yotzi, because it has to be yom truah yaluchem during the day, so therefore, hitzrichu chachamim l'chatchil l'hamtim adanetz. That's why we wait, ideally, until the sun rises, netzachama, because at that point, the yom boruhu lakol, it's certainly clear that that's day at that point in time. No, you can't make a mistake and blow too early if you're using the sunrise as your start time. And you don't have to have the entire sun's rising. Just even if you see a little bit of the sun, that's perfectly good. Prima Gadim says so. However, the Mishnah adds, that's the Iker Din Torah. Or, that you can rely upon this to blow from dawn. A person has to go on the road, do some sort of mitzvah, pidgin shvuyim, or whatever. But the common practice is that we blow shofar during musaf, not early in the morning. Rabbi Begmara Taima, and the Gemara brings down the reasoning. The Klai Yisrael Nebuch was under persecution, and they were afraid that we were blowing shofar. There was a call to arms, and they would kill people if they blew shofar. So therefore, they blew shofar later on after the Goyim realized that there's not going to be a rebellion today. The Orvin Lem Koshe shows Mantil Shachris. So they waited to see if we would blow during Shachris. And therefore, the Kach heavy rule at Kobin Musaf. And therefore, the rabbi said, okay, so we'll blow shofar during Musaf. And this way, there won't be this potential for tremendous loss of life and persecution by the Goyim. Mitam Zenira, based upon this reasoning, the Nogu Koyosom Mimosa Kadmonim, Gambit Kios Demiyushov, Shalol Yos Minaz Rizin Hamakdimim, Litkobit Kilasyom. Therefore, even for the Tkios that we do before Mosov, so what are called the Tkios Bimiyushov, because they're not during the Shemona Esrei, so even though we stand for them, we still call them the Tkios Hamiyushov, as we explained previously. So the minhag has become that we don't normally we say Zrizin Makdimim Lemitzos, and we should do it as early as possible, but here the minhag is not to do that. Elasomuch Lutilas Musaf, person should do this close to Tilas Musaf, Achar Kriyasa Torah, after the laning. And even an individual davening by himself, Avil Yochet Tokia Liatzmo, Gamkein, Yedakti Litkoa Achar Sholosh Le'erach. He should at least wait till 3 hours. Kedeshi Kiyoso, Tia Bishor Shatzibor, Omdim Mitkir. This way he's blowing when the rest of the Tzibor is blowing. Now, this is very interesting. Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down a very beautiful explanation and says that one should always try to daven with the tzibur, even if you can't join the tzibur, daven at the same time as the tzibur. So he brings that from the Griz, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik Zatzal, Shemitzah Shofar, he ain't tefillah. blowing the shofar is like a tefillah, as it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazin trua. He listens to our trua. Shomea kol truas amo Yisrael. He listens to our tefillah, so to say, as the shofar. And therefore, we try to, even if you're davening by yourself, blow the shofar at the same time that the tzibur is doing so. An additional reason is that if you're going to blow early in the first 3 hours of the day, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu then, so to say, starts the din. Normally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts the din when the tzibur goes and blows, and we want to push off the din as much as possible. If you're going to go blow earlier in the morning by yourself, Shema Ya'ino Bedino Biyochid, you're going to be an individual that's being judged, and that's never good. It's much better to be grouped in with all of Klal Yisrael. In the Shari Tshuva, he brings down that the Birki Yosef and the Machzik Bracha bring down in the Shelus Tshuvos Shelo Chaim Shal, and he says the Meshanogu Betkilos Rosh Hashanah Likor Benetzachama. So some have the custom that they would bedavka blow at early in the morning at Netzachama, but he said no, you should be mavatal such a minhug. Even though he brings down that various gedolim did this, and he brings down as well Sheish Malkum Lazer Al Piaso. There is an opinion in the Kabbalistic literature that says you should do so. Mikomokom Eini Chosh Lesodos Shlogilo Harizal. I personally don't follow these Kabbalistic natures, unless the Arizal mentions them. And it says, "Begam Hamakubal, the great Makubal Hamafulish, the Marash Shirabi." He says, "Shamati mi piva kadosh yesh levatla." He says you shouldn't go and blow early in the morning. And he says he did such a ma'isa ubitla bebeisa medrash agodlo hanogin al pi Arizal, and they didn't blow early in the morning. This leads to a fascinating discussion in Dirshu footnote number 3 as to whether you're allowed to eat before you blow the shofar. If you're blowing shofar later in the day, can you eat before the shofar? So we're not going to go through this entire Dirshu footnote, but it's certainly a beautiful one, and you should go through it. So certainly says, in general, you shouldn't have a full meal before blowing the shofar, even if you're blowing shofar later in the day. The question is, what about Ti'ima Ba'alma? Ti'ima Ba'alma is normally described as less than a kibbutz's worth of food. So if a person is weak, if a person is in need of doing so, he won't be able to listen to the shofar blowing unless he eats something, so certainly can, and if it's dangerous, a person can have a full meal beforehand. However, for the general population, if they can hold out and not eat anything before kiyas shofar, that would be the general recommended din. However, he then brings down that there is a custom in the yeshivas, especially that was introduced by Yisroel Salanter Zatzal, the great tzaddik, the head of the Musa movement, and he bedavka instituted that the yeshivas would go and make kiddush before the tkios. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how brought down in the Igris Moshe, said, we can't go against this. And this was apparently a very popular custom in many yeshivas. Even the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva, it's brought down that he himself in Radin didn't eat, but most of the people in his yeshiva did in fact make kiddush and eat before the tkios. It's brought down as well that the Griz of Yitzchak Zev Zalevichik, that was his custom as well. What are the reasonings why this custom came about? So he brings down a number of reasons. Mishelus Tshuvas, his sorrow is Tshuva. He brings down Mishum Pachad Yom Hadin Lo Choshishu Shishkach Milekayim Eset Kios Be'im Yocha. Why don't you normally eat before a mitzvah? Because we're afraid that you'll not do the mitzvah. You'll get so engrossed in your eating, you'll fall asleep afterwards, and you won't do the mitzvah. He says, on Rosh Hashanah, that isn't going to apply. The Yom Hadin, the Eima, the fear of the Yom Hadin is so strong that nobody's going to not blow shofar because they ate. So therefore, the underlying reason for not eating before a mitzvah doesn't apply in this situation. The Tzitz Eliezer, Waldenberg Zatzal, he says, Shekiv and Shemitzvah, Anasas Eidei Rabim, it's done publicly, and it also has a set time, by these man kavua, b'leisa knesses, it's done during Musaf, and people aren't going to miss Musaf or Rosh Hashanah, therefore he also says, Ein lochosh shemi yimoshech, you don't have to be concerned that if you eat your meal, that you're going to miss out on the tekios. Similarly, the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh brings down, Levishin Ogim la'achar satfila le'achar chatzos, because the davening is long, and you're going to go past chatzos, and therefore, you're not allowed to fast past chatzos, and therefore, there was a kula to go and have a te'ima before you blow shofar, so you shouldn't be fasting. And in fact, he brings down that it's also to fast on Yontif after Chatzos, and Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, if somebody doesn't eat before the tkios, to be machmir, not to eat before the tkios, but that causes him to not eat before Chatzos. So he says, Yotzo Schor Bef Seido. He says, that's a bad problem, because you're now fasting on Yontif past Chatzos, which isn't allowed. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that the reason that the yeshivas were mekel is because they daven a very long davening, and it would be difficult for them to daven till 2, 3, 4 in the afternoon without eating something. So therefore, they were mekel. But he says, Mikomokom, Lo hutra ela ti'ima pachos mikabetza. They should have less than a kibbutza. And if somebody really doesn't need it, he says, lo yochal klal, kol matkios, somebody shouldn't eat if they don't need to. Finally, Rav Yashin Zatzal brings down, shaf shib yeshivas noku shemakachim atomim kol matkios, even though many yeshivas do this, ein roy lasus kein ela b'mokum tzorach godlo. You should really only do this under real need, or if a person is very weak, then they can do this. But otherwise, the general psak, he says, should be that you don't eat before the tekios. Now we're back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, "Vim shama mikzas atkiyas kodim shalom arashach." If you hear some of the tekios before dawn, or mikzasa achas shalom arashach, and the rest after dawn, lo yotze, you weren't yotze. Why is that? So Mishnah Berurah brings down Sivkot and Gimel, the sov tekiya below tchila lo mahani velo midi, because you have to hear the tekios in the right order. Tekiya, trua, tekiya, and all the different definitions of what a trua is. Ukidel b'simin tov kupe zayin siv gimel, as we will eventually learn. Vu adin im shoma mikzas tekiya b'yom mikzos achar kach b'layla gam kin l'yotzo. Same thing applies at the other end of the day. At the end of the day, where if you hear the first sounds before the time that you're allowed to hear them, and then you hear the rest of the sounds, let's say after Tzeisel Kochavim, when it's definitely no longer Rosh Hashanah, so then you're also not Yotze, because the tchila below sof, just like the tchila below sof at the beginning is no good, so too, it's no good at the end. Gam kin lo mahani lo midi. L'chanal sham, as we'll learn that in Mitzvah Shem. Then he says, V'nira da'afilu hayom shenogim l'tkoa shloshim kolos lo tzeis yidei kol sofek. Even though today we blow the 30 sounds. Technically, tomorrow talks about the 9 sounds. But that's because tkiya, teruwa, tkiya, 3 times. One for Malchios, one for Zichronos, one for Shofros. But we blow, for each of them, we blow tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, tkiya, teruwa, tkiya, tkiya, shvarim, teruwa, tkiya. So we do that for each set. So that's 30 kolos. So therefore, tzrichim gam kein lizor sha'af tekiya rishona lo tia afilu mitzosa kodem oriyom. So he says, even though we're blowing 30 kolos, you should make sure that all 30 kolos are during the daytime for certain. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago v'imhoya shir tekiya v'mesh shoma bayom nisbar b'simen tovku b'zayin siv kimo. As to what exactly the shiurim of the tekiya are that you have to hear during the daytime, that we'll learn in Yitzhak Hashem in Simen Tovku b'zayin. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, l'fimash kosav nusham, that we'll learn that over there, the ikor kider rishona will pass in like the first opinion, imkem b'chol gavni loyotze. Therefore, you have to hear the whole series of blasts in the right time. You wouldn't be yotze if you didn't hear them during the daytime. Yitzhak Hashem will learn this more when we get to Simen Tovku b'zayin, Sif Beis. Shoma teisha tekiyos b'teisha shos b'yom yotza. If you heard the technical 9 sounds that you required, which is again tia, trua, tekiya, without defining what a trua is, so if you did that 3 times, so then you're yotze. Even v'apilu hemi tisha b'ni adam, even if it's with 9 different people, tekiya mizeh, utrua mizeh, utkiya mizeh. Even if you have all 9 sounds blown by 9 different people, you are perfectly capable of being yotze in that fashion with a lot of caveats. Now, and Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot and Hey, Nokat Lishon Gemara, we use the Lashon of the Gemara here about the Teisha Tekiyos, and he says, Ukafi Ikar Adin, the Be'in on Rak Tisha Kolos. That's because technically you need just 9 Kolos, the Hainu Tekiya, Trua Tekiya, 3 times Gimu Pamim. However, as I pointed out, Uldidan, the Mishnah Berurah says, Bishama Hagimu Starim, we have the 3 sets of the Teisha Shos, then we have the 30 Kolos, because we're not sure what a trua is. So we do tekiya shvarim, maybe as the trua, tekiya. Then we do tekiya trua, and then the tekiya, because the trua is the tekiya, is a trua. And then we do the shvarim trua as the trua, because maybe that's it. So therefore, we learn all these dinim, because the common misim, tov kuvtzadi, siv beis. So therefore, we do the 30 kolos during this period of time. Yotza, you would be yotze, sivkot and vav, b'di'evit. That's not the right way to do this with 9 people over 9 hours. In kivin, lotzes, but that's only if you intended to be yotze in this fashion, then you would be yotze. And afilu hesich daito, v'hivsik b'divu b'in time. And even if you had a hesich adas, and even if you talked in between, you technically would be yotze. However, because of a mag of rum, the cause there, b'shashor b'neim, shalom achlas onis. But if it wasn't because of an accident that you stopped in between, ha, b'shor b'onis, if you stopped because of an accident, so then imshor, afilu rakidei ligbor, it's called a seder, then the din is somewhat paradoxical in that it's stricter, that if you had an accident that stopped you from going further, yachzal rosh also say, then you have to go back to the beginning. Lefi psak haramah besimus samach hey. I ain't shown for those dinim. Then the Mishnah continues, he says, now, when you go back and repeat it, you have to make a new bracha. So that's also, ayin le'el in simen samach hey, bebir halocha, sheyesh bazeh, machlokis ben achronim. The dad already is a machlokis, and ayin the bir halocha, bekan, mashu kosavnu bazeh. And you can look that over here as well. And one can see much, much more detail about this in the bir halocha, shoma, tesha, tkios, v'chule, and ayin shom. Mechaber continues and he says, V'yeshomrim, he brings down another opinion. Now, in the Bir Halacha, this Yeshomrim, the Chofetz Chaim writes, it's because of Sezeh B'loshem Yeshomrim. Why did the Mechaber use this Loshem Yeshomrim? Mishum de Rabbeinu Tam, V'chein Lebal Hamor, Pligyazeh. They disagree with this. However, he then questions why this is still called the Yeshomrim, and the rest of this Bir Halacha. In any event, this Yesh Shomrim says the Dafka Kishalo Hifsik Binim b'kol Shofar. That's when there was an interruption with other sounds of the shofar. Shino Roy Boso Haba Bava that weren't appropriate then. If there were other sounds there, that messes things up. And we can see this inside of the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin. Svirulhu, according to this opinion, they say Gara Mehesach Hadasa Sicha. It's actually worse if you have additional unnecessary, inappropriate shofar sounds. That's worse than having a Hesach Hadas, or worse than talking. The Ba'inun she had Trua Be'emza Ulufonel Uliachre Chada Chada Tekiya. Because the right way to be Yotzi is to have the Trua in the middle, sandwiched in with a tekiah up front and a tekiah afterwards. And if you have other sounds, it actually messes it up. Ukshima Ariv call Acher Miskal Kalasedah. So actually other sounds are worse than if you were to go and even talk, which in general would be much worse. But here other sounds of shofar are actually worse, and certainly they're both worse than a Hesach Hadas. Now, even though he himself wasn't the one that blew those additional blasts, Mikol Makom, Hare Kivin Lotzeis, since he was intending to go and be Yotze, Ukitokeya Ba'atzmo Domi, and therefore it is as if he blew it himself, and therefore it's considered a significant hefsek. Yalkain, therefore, Im Shama Kol Shofar Sheino Roy Beoso Seide, if you hear sounds that aren't supposed to be blown from a shofar during the Tkios, Botlu Kol HaSholosh Tkios, it ruins the whole set. However, he says, Mikol Makom, Sheish HaKolosh Mikodem Lobotlu, but it doesn't ruin the previous sets that you did, it only ruins that set. Therefore, v'yachso v'yitka, you have to go and reblow that set. We call makom lo yivar shuv, but you don't make another bracha. So again, each tekiah and what we call the trua and the tekiah have to be complete. If there is a messing up by additional sounds during that set, so of the tekiah, trua, tekiah, then that has to be reblown. But any that you did before that are still good. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches tells us, Sheino roi bos above. What does it mean? Sounds that aren't appropriate then. For example, kagon shaomed tkiyah shvarm tkiyah. You're in the middle of the tkiyah shvarm tkiyah set. Veshama trua, and somehow they blow a trua. Or oshaomed tkiyah trua tkiyah. Or you're in the middle of the tkiyah trua tkiyah set. Veshama shvarm, and they blow a shvarm. However, the Chavetz Chaim now says, Avol ha'achronim iskimu. But the achronim are in agreement. And he brings on the Sharet Zion. This is the Taz, the El Yerabah, the Prichodush, and the Har Sholom. Not like the Levush. In any event, the Achronim agree. The Lefi Psaka Mechabel Kamen in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Siv Ches, who holds over there, Dafilo Behichvil Ashvarim. If you just repeat the Shvarim in that set, O Hatrua in that set of the Shvarim or the Trua respectively, Shtei Pamim, you say it twice, that is also heavy hefsek. So if you do Tekiya Shvarim Shvarim Tekiya or Tekiya Trua Trua Tekiya, that's a hefsek. The same thing applies over here. B'shama shnei shvarim or shnei truos zeh chazeh. If you hear incorrectly two shvarim together or two truos together, the kivin lotzis, and you intended to be yotzi with that thinking that's right, gam kein mafsid kol hashalosh kolos v'tzorich litkoa mechadosh. In this situation, it also ruins the blast that you did from that set, and you have to start all over. With this, we conclude today's shir.